I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I refer to Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. So much to talk about today. We're going to get to it all. We're going to get to the possibility of Monday at 7 a.m. Pacific time. Testimony from Brett Kavanaugh and maybe from his accuser. So far, she has not agreed to show up on Monday. We'll find out about that. Also, the president is coming to town. We've got some details we'll pass along. I'll give you a hint. He's going to speak around 7 o'clock at the convention center here in Las Vegas. Yeah, this is going to be a big week. A lot of stuff going on. To my trucker friends, my trucker buddies, and I know at any given time, we have hundreds, maybe thousands of truckers traversing our state trying to get goods from point A to point B. Well, coming up on Saturday, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration is going to get feedback from the public on proposed changes to the hours of service rules. That's how often they can drive, when do they need a break. There's a lot of stuff that's involved in this. Paul Enos is the CEO of Nevada Trucking, and he joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Paul, how you been, my friend?
Hey, Kevin, thank you so much for having me on again, buddy. I appreciate you.
We're going to be talking about stuff that's a little more in line with what you do with what I guess I call your day job.
My paying job.
Yeah, your paying job. Tell me what this Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, first of all, to those that don't know trucking, what is that?
So Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration oversees all of the rules for interstate trucking across the country. So they are the regulatory body that, you know, when Congress passes a law that impacts trucking, it is the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration that carries it out. They partner with all of the law enforcement entities across the country. In Nevada, it's the Nevada Highway Patrol, to make sure that our truck drivers are following the right rules in terms of safety, in terms of how many hours they can drive, in terms of how they secure loads. So they're going to be here on Saturday, and absolutely blessed to have them here in the Silver State to really get input from our truck drivers on something that impacts them every day. It's how many hours a trucker, it's not how many hours they can drive. I mean, that's settled law, but it's when they can take a break. You know, how flexible can a truck driver be? Now, you know, why is this important? You know, not just to truck drivers, but to everybody. In Nevada, Kevin, trucks move 92% of all of our freight. So when you think about just how much freight we consume on a personal level every day, you know, going to the grocery store, you know, buying clothes, school books, you know, feeding our visitors at our hotel and casinos, making sure that they have clean sheets. You know, trucks are involved one way or another in everything that we do. So for our truckers, we want to make sure that when they are out there driving, delivering all that freight, that they're doing it in a safe way. But some of the rules that have been promulgated over the last 10 years or so have been difficult and placed some burdens on them. So, for example, you know, we have truck drivers that have to take a half hour break in that first 8 hours of their day, you know, as part of safety, make sure they're getting their, you know, make sure that, you know, blood's flowing and they're active and they're not getting drowsy and falling asleep. Well, somebody can be 6 miles away from where they're going to be parked for 10 hours. They have to take a 10-hour break, 10 hours, 14 hours, whatever. And they will have to stop 6 miles out to take that federally mandated half-hour rest break. Now, if they don't, if they're audited, if they're pulled over by the Highway Patrol and it shows that they're over hours, they could be subjected to a fine that can go up to $1,100.
Wow.
So, you know, we're not talking about folks that, you know, are pulling in crazy amounts of money all the time. This can really have, you know, impact to their bottom line. So we want to give them that flexibility to say, hey, if you're 8 hours or if you're 8 miles away from your final stop, go ahead and take it. You know, when we're dealing with adverse driving conditions, you know, traffic or weather, you know, giving them a little extra time to get where they need to be to park safely. I know down in Las Vegas, Kevin, truck parking is a huge problem. You know, we see trucks parking in places that they probably shouldn't be parking, and a lot of that has to do with the hours of service rules. So this is about giving those guys some more flexibility so they can have a better life, so they can get home to, you know, watch their kids' soccer game or help them with their homework or, you know, relax in front of the TV like I know a lot of us like to do.
Paul, and for those that are not familiar with trucking or even maybe the importance of trucking, I think you underscored, 92% of the goods that move across the state move via truckers. But why the rest of us should be concerned about this, because we all, am I right, we all share the roads with our trucker buddies.
We do. And, you know, one thing, Kevin, that we want to make sure that we have is great safety protocols. You know, safety is paramount to our industry. If we're not moving things safely, we're not getting that load to where it needs to be. We're not delivering that freight to our customers. So you're right. A truck driver every day when he or she gets into that rig, they are thinking about safety. They want to make sure that they're going home at night and that all the people that they're sharing the road with are going home too. You know, not to a hospital or, you know, God forbid, you know, no longer being with us, you know, on this planet anymore because of something that they do. So safety is paramount. We want to make sure that we are looking at some of those burdens that the feds have put on them that may not make sense in real world applications that are well intended, but not detract from safety.
Paul Enos joining us from Nevada Trucking. And Saturday, they're going to have this big session, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration in Reno. Do we know specifically in Reno where this is going to be?
It's going to be at the National Automobile Museum, which is at 10 Lake Street. It's going to be from 10 to noon. And, I just want to tell everybody out there, you know, we talk about, you know, politics, you know, every day and, you know, what its impact is. This is an area where politics has had an impact on, you know, the folks that, you know, in our country delivering 70% of our freight, in Nevada, 92% of our freight, where we actually have an opportunity to make some positive change. This administration, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration under President Trump, under Secretary Chao, has been absolutely phenomenal to say, hey, what are some of those real world impacts? What are some of those regulatory burdens that are detrimental to a driver every day that, you know, is putting some unnecessary burdens on them that we may be able to pull back and, you know, really take into account when some of those real world consequences are. And Kevin, I got to tell you, we haven't had that in a long time. So, you know, I'm very happy that we have some folks that are here that want to listen. And I encourage anybody who's going to be impacted by this to please take this opportunity. They need to hear from us. You can go to my website or our website, nevadatrucking.com. It says register. It might say it's full. It's not full. So please come. Don't let that keep you away.
Now, my understanding is, and again, this may be subject to change, that there are four specific areas under consideration for revision. Do you know what those four are?
I sure do. So that deals with the half-hour meal and rest break period that, you know, every truck driver has to take, you know, in that first 8 hours. So it's, you know, when do they take that? Do we want to leave this up to truckers? Do we want to, you know, give them some more flexibility in how they use it? It's for guys that are in sleeper berths, you know, being able to split that time up, you know, between a sleeper berth and when they're driving. It's dealing with what they call a short haul exemption. We got two goofy rules right now. 100 air mile rule. You can have 12 hours on duty instead of 14 hours on duty. So we want to make those rules uniform. And then things like adverse driving conditions. You know, I know a couple of years ago, Kevin, I don't know if you remember Hurricane Norbert that destroyed about 60 miles of I-15 down by Moapa, Logandale, that area. You know, we had truck drivers that were stuck in traffic for 9-10 hours. And when a truck driver can only be driving, you know, piloting that rig 11 hours a day, being stuck in traffic for that long and have 14 hours on duty, we want to take into account some of those adverse driving conditions and give them a little more leeway to be able to, you know, either get home, get to their yard, or get to a safe place to park.
I know people are out there that are not in the trucking industry. Are you guys and gals essentially on the honor system? Who is it that polices the existing rules?
Well, definitely not on the honor system. High Patrol anytime can pull a truck over. We even have local cops doing it. And I got to say, some are better than others. I've had some issues with some folks down in Southern Nevada, but most of them are fantastic. So you can be pulled over anytime, and a cop, High Patrol, they can look at your logbook. They're doing an inspection. They're making sure that you're following the rules. And then on top of that, you're also subjected to the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. They can come in and do an audit of any trucking company and see how they're doing. Everything today, you know, in terms of interstate commerce, you're required to have an electronic logbook. So they are constantly looking at companies, at drivers, and they're seeing, hey, are these folks complying with the law? If they're not complying with the law, you know, for an individual violation, it can be $1,100. For, you know, a systemic violation, it can be up to $11,000.
Wow.
So we want to make some of these rules easier for our folks to be able to follow, not detract from safety, but, you know, really get them to a place where, you know, they can take that mandated rest period, where they can plan for traffic. The worst time to be on the road for, you know, anybody, it's that first part of the day when everybody's going to work and school, and the last part of the day when everybody's trying to get home. You know, our truckers, to give them some flexibility to be able to plan around those rush hours so they don't have to be stuck in that traffic would be greatly beneficial to us all, because it means we have fewer trucks on the road competing with all of us. Is, you know, we're going to school, we're going to work, we're going to pick up our dry cleaning.
I want to ask you, and again, this falls under the heading maybe of politics, but is it your understanding that the Trump administration is a little more understanding of some of the problems that the truckers face?
I got to tell you, Kevin, it's been a complete sea change. And it's not that we don't have good folks that, Again, are still at Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration in Nevada. We have a fantastic relationship with those people, and this is going to be my third president that I've been working with those folks under. Our Nevada folks are great. DC folks, it's been a mixed bag. And the fact that we have the administrator for the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, Ray Martinez, coming out to Nevada saying, I want to hear from truckers, and not saying, oh, we're going to take a long time to do this. They have a 30-day comment period because they want to get the changes in and in place as quick as they can after, you know, doing their due diligence. But it's not going to be this long, drawn-out process like we've seen in the past. So, you know, I think that has been absolutely phenomenal from the Trump administration. We've been able to really feels like we're being heard a lot more and that our issues are being taken into consideration and, you know, really looking at those real world impacts and saying, all right, how can we help, you know, and looking at that balance, because it is a balance between the regulatory burdens and detracting from safety. But I think we can come to a place where, you know, we actually enhance both.
Again, Paul Enos joining us, the CEO of Nevada Trucking. For those that don't know, what is Nevada Trucking?
Nevada Trucking, we're the trade association for the trucking industry. I've got about 565, nine, somewhere in there, members across the state. They're in every community. They're every place where your radio show is heard. We've been around since 1932. And we're basically the political and PR arm for the trucking industry in Nevada. We've got, you know, the biggest companies, biggest trucking companies in the world, the FedExes, the UPS, the XPOs, YRCs, down to your small mom and pops, tow trucks, you know, great Nevada companies. And I feel blessed every day that I get to represent these folks.
And again, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration is coming to Reno on Saturday. Can you lay that out one more time? Just make sure people know where to go and when to go.
Sure. It's going to be on Saturday from 10 to noon at the Harrah's National Automobile Museum located at 10 Lake Street. There is parking in the back. If the parking spots are filled up, you can go over to the old Calneva parking garage next to City Hall. That's a city lot. You can park there. It's a great walk. The Automobile Museum, Kevin, have you ever been there?
I've never been there.
It is a phenomenal place to go. I mean, they have some of the best cars in the world. The Smithsonian is actually fighting to get some of the cars that they have here in Reno to Washington, D.C. So we are blessed to have that here, and it's a great venue. You know, for someone, yeah, you're going to take some time out on a Saturday, but then you can take some time to wander around and look at some of the just absolutely beautiful pieces of art that we have here in Reno on the Truckee River.
And that's a 10 Lake Street, isn't it?
10 Lake Street.
Yep.
10 o'clock, 10 Lake Street.
And if you're a trucker and if you care about trucker rules, this is going to be the place to be. Thank you so much. And I can tell you, this is going to be a great opportunity for truckers to have their voice heard. Paul Enos, thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. We'll talk. And by the way, if people want to get more information, where do they go? Is there a website?
There is. You can go to NevadaTrucking.com. And once again, you know, when you hit register and it says full, ignore it. You can still go. So
okay,
we still want you to come.
Very good. Paul, thanks so much, man. Have a great event on Saturday, okay?
Hey, Kevin, thank you very much. Godspeed, my friend.
There you go. Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking, joining us. And again, the reason why it's important to all of us is because we all share the road with our trucker buddies. Am I right? And their safety is our safety. That's kind of the way I looked at it. Stick around. More to do. We're still awaiting word as to whether this accuser, Brett Kavanaugh, is actually going to appear next Monday before the Senate Judiciary Committee. He's going to appear. Will she? We'll find out. It's all coming up live and local now.
Attention, cat owners. The hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
Would you like to reduce your business's electric bill by 30, 40, even 60%? Then you need to check out ReduceMyAC.com. My friends at ReduceMyAC.com sell the new Fridgewater smart motors, which will dramatically reduce the cost of cooling. How does it work? Well, your current blower motor runs at only one speed, but this new smart motor from Fridgewise runs at variable speeds, faster or slower. It will keep your air at a consistent desired temperature, and their motor and fan systems for walk-in coolers and freezers save up to 75% of current electricity used. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at ReduceMyAC.com. That's ReduceMyAC.com. ReduceMyAC.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Stick around. More to do. What is this accuser going to do with Brett Kavanaugh? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Hey, hey, I got a question for you. Would you like to reduce your business's electric bill by 30%, 40%, even 60%? Then you need to check out ReduceMyAC.com. That's ReduceMyAC.com. All it'll take is about 2 minutes. Just go to ReduceMyAC.com, and you can find out how your business's electric bill can come down 30%, 40%, even 60%. Do it right now. ReduceMyAC.com. Okay. This thing's getting out of hand. For those of you that don't remember, on the day of, or maybe the couple of days removed from the naming of Brett Kavanaugh as the president's choice to succeed Anthony Kennedy as a U.S. Supreme Court justice, I made the not-so-bold prediction. I said, you know, at the end of the day, because they don't have the votes, and we all knew that the Democrats didn't have the votes to stop this. There was nothing they could do. I said, the Hail Mary pass is going to ultimately be something that has to do with hashtag Me Too. And that they were going to dredge up somebody from high school or from college, and they were going to make a hashtag Me Too claim against Brett Kavanaugh. Well, and so it has come to pass. But now we are finding out that this woman, Christine Blasey Ford, and by the way, great picture of her. Overlooking, it looks like it's like Lake Tahoe or someplace. It's probably Big Bear. But whatever it is, who is Christine Blasey Ford? First of all, she's a Democrat. She's a Bernie Sanders supporter. And so far, she has not said she will appear under oath on Monday. Brett Kavanaugh has said yes. Christine Blasey Ford says she passed a polygraph. Excuse me if I don't take that on the honor system. Christine Blasey Ford has contributed to Bernie Sanders. So you know what her politics are. And now the question is she going to agree to testify under oath? Where if it turns out she's lying, she can be turned over for prosecution. No, I think this is going to be, this is going to be fascinating. Let's go to cut one real quick. Because this is what I think this is going to be reduced to. Essentially, and this is what Susan Collins is no dummy. Just because she lives in Maine, just because she's kind of a squishy rhino. Some say she belongs in the Democrat Party, but she's a Republican and she gets elected and reelected and reelected and reelected. Susan Collins essentially broke this down pretty well. As she was traversing, I don't know whether she was in an airport or where CNN caught her, but kind of caught her on the fly.
That's why it's important that there be a very thorough interview and that we see both individuals respond to the allegations. There are an awful lot of questions, inconsistencies, gaps. And that's why, to be fair to both, we need to know what happened. It's my understanding that the staff is doing interviews or has proposed to do interviews, and then that, I assume, would be the prelude to some sort of hearing.
Senator Collins,
do you believe Dr. Ford?
I don't know enough about Dr. Ford and her allegations yet to reach that kind of judgment. That's why having the opportunity to observe her being questioned, read a transcript or and a deposition, and make that kind of assessment is so important. Obviously, if Judge Kavanaugh has lied about what happened, that would be disqualifying.
So you have been spoke to him.
He spoke to him on the phone the other day. What did you say? What did you
Thank
say
you
in that
I'm
part
sorry.
Of the conversation?
I'm sorry.
I'm going to answer this one last question.
Sure.
Last week, the Judiciary Committee staff informed me of this letter. I read the letter. At that point, we had no idea who had sent it. And I noticed the date of the letter and wondered why the information had not been released long ago. I asked Judge Kavanaugh when I had my final hour-long telephone call with him on Friday about the letter and the allegations that it contained. He emphatically denied that the allegations were true. He said that he had never acted that way, not only with this unnamed accuser, but with any woman. He was absolutely emphatic about that.
And if this is just a he said, she said, if this turns into just a he said, she said, how do you make this decision?
Well, that's why it's so important that we have testimony under oath with a lot of questions asked of both of them.
There you go. So that gives you kind of where we are. And by the way, just for the record, we'll obviously update you at the top of the hour. But Christine Blasey Ford has not yet said whether she will show up to testify under oath. And we just don't know. Now, my question is, if she passed a polygraph, then why not testify truthfully? And by the way, those of you saying, well, why doesn't Brett Kavanaugh take a polygraph? Hook him up to the box. Let's find out if he's lying or not. Good question. I'd love to see. You know, in these public he said, she said things, whether it's Harvey Weinstein or whoever it is, I would love to see both parties sit down, take a polygraph. I know they're not admissible in a court of law. I get that. I know that. I'm not stupid. Well, wait a minute. Why is Jameson grinning ear to ear? Oh, okay. But no, I know these things. But it would be admissible in the court of public opinion. And that right now is what is at stake. What is it? And how will it play in the court of public opinion? That's essentially what it comes down to for me. I'm going to open up our phone lines. What do you make of this woman, Christine Blasey Ford? We know that she's a Democrat. We know that she is pro Bernie Sanders. She feels the burn, obviously. I want to ask you. And if she refuses to testify under oath, will that impact her credibility with you? I want to find out. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. And by the way, conceptually, should what happened 35 years ago be off the table? She was 15, he was 17. First of all, what was she doing at a party where people were drunk? I'm not trying. No. I'm not trying to put her on trial. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to go there. But it does beg a very important question. I hope somebody at this hearing on Monday, we'll ask her, what were you doing at a party where some people were drunk beyond belief, where alcohol was being served? Where were your parents? Did your parents know you were there? Were you there without your parents' knowledge? Now, those would be some of the questions that I would ask next Monday. And if there is a hearing, trust me, we will have the highlights for you right here on Live and Local Now. We will have the opening statements for you, and because this is going to be must hear radio. My name is Kevin Wall. We're running a little bit behind, as we tend to do on this program. No matter where you are listening, if you're listening in Reno or Sparks or Carson City or Ely or Battle Mountain, Amargosa Valley, Hawthorne, Pahrump, doesn't matter. By the way, Pahrump, it's Dennis Hoff country. No, it is. No. It is, I swear. Stick around. We got a lot to do as we continue. It is Live and Local Now.
One thing that we can all agree on is that we want a better education for our children. However, our government has proven time and time again that they are unable to provide the quality education that we as parents are seeking. In order to ensure the highest quality of education, it is important that we return power to the parents. They should decide where their children go to school and what they learn. I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I honestly believe that a bloated, centralized bureaucratic machine is incapable of making decisions that are best made by you. At the end of the day, these unaccountable bureaucrats don't care about our children. They care about our tax dollars. Again, I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I am running for re-election for Assembly District 37, and I humbly ask for your support and your vote so that I can represent our shared values in Carson City. Thank you, and please get out and vote. This election is absolutely critical for the state of Nevada, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
In the newly air-conditioned studios for Live and Local Now. No, it's good. No. Mike's Air Conditioning and Heating did a great job. We had gone the entire summer without air conditioning in the studios. Yeah. It's really bad. And then you invite, the Attorney General in or Eric Trump or people like that, and you invite them in, and it's like a little steamy. It's only like 117 out, but we got it fixed, and the folks at Mike Air Conditioning and Heating came through. They did a great job. Okay, everybody is waiting to see if this woman, Christine Blasey Ford, is going to testify. If she's not going to testify under oath, then I think we have to discount her entire allegation. But I want to find out from you what you think. And in fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines. The rest of the hour will be devoted to you. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If she refuses to testify, what then? Does this just become an allegation? I'm going to tell you what I would propose. If I were on the Senate Judiciary Committee, I would say all bets are off. If she will not testify under oath, if she will not agree to present her allegation in context, then the only information we have to go on is the information from the hearings. If you want to listen to, and find out what Brett Kavanaugh says about the allegations, then fine. Then we expand it to that. We do that Monday. We vote on Wednesday. We vote on Thursday. Whenever it is, we vote, and eventually we send it to the floor. And on or about October 1st, we vote again for confirmation. If she will not be brave enough to testify, she's brave enough to send a letter to Dianne Feinstein. What should happen if she does not agree? In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Marty. Hey, Marty, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. What do you think?
Yeah, hi, Kevin. Hold on. I'm sorry. This whole thing is just insane, and they shouldn't even give any credence to these Democrats anymore at all. They've gone off the deep end, and it's a total disgrace. And you called it correctly with that Hail Mary pass. They did the same thing with the Russian collusion in their bitterness. There's no validity to that. That's all fake. This is all fake. And they're just behaving terribly.
Let me ask you this. What if the woman won't testify under oath? What then should we think?
I think it shouldn't even go that far. We ought to just tell them to go to hell. And then I said there shouldn't be any hearings to begin with because it's insane. It's a frivolous matter. It's like a frivolous lawsuit. It should be thrown out.
There you go.
Okay, so that's yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, man. It's Marty. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. In fact, let's go to Willie. Willie is in Las Vegas listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning. And yes, I do have an opinion. It's about everybody else's. Yes, it would bother me if she refuses to go under oath. because this is the same thing that happened with Roy Moore. He eventually winds up passing the lie detector test that none of those women would take. And the gal that said she was the sweetest one at the age of 16 or whatever, turned out she admitted she wrote it herself. Now they're pulling it on this guy. This just doesn't stop.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Let me just ask you, though, because, Willie, this is the most important question. And I know all of my hashtag MeToo friends aren't going to like this. But if she refuses to testify under oath, do we then totally ignore her allegations in total?
I would.
So then I would totally. So this whole notion every woman must be believed.
No, that's not true. There's a lot of them that do have problems, yes, but not all of them, because there's spite. There's look what happened with Trump, $400,000 Hillary gave Allred to find somebody. Four girls turned it down, and they finally found the fifth. Nobody would ever know, and if those four gals hadn't come forward and said, we got offered the same deal.
Good point. Good point, Willie. Thank you, man. That frees up a line. You want to join us, you can. Mark Lauder, national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, will join us in our next hour. And we'll see what's happening at the RNC. Because right now we're still waiting to see if this woman, Christine Blasey Ford, she's a professor at Palo Alto University. She's a flaming liberal. And we'll find out if indeed she's going to testify under oath. It's a felony to lie to Congress. And if they find out she lied, she could be in some legal jeopardy. Serious legal jeopardy. Now I'm going to, and I've only got a minute to do this. I'm going to try and do this like real fast. Here's where I am. If she doesn't testify under oath, or if she agrees to testify but not under oath, I'm going to throw out everything she says, every allegation, the entire story, to me goes out the window. And then I tell the Senate Judiciary Committee, let's vote. Enough of this nonsense. Let's vote. Now, I know, and you're going to hear this from Democrats, as they say the all-male Republican caucus on the Senate Judiciary Committee is trying to jam this thing through. Doesn't matter if they're all male or if they're all female or if they're... It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. If she will not testify under oath, it means she's hiding something. It means she may be lying about something. This is serious, serious stuff. A man's reputation is at stake here. How does Brett Kavanaugh get his good name back if indeed this woman is lying? Yeah, tough stuff. Oh, and then there's the comparison to Anita Hill and Clarence Thomas. We'll get to that coming up in our next hour as we continue live and local now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016.